Been the minute you lose, be the minute you lose, dude. That's the rules, so I cruise with the tools to fix the damn clues. Think I'm flipping with my shoes. Ranking up, having so hard to do. That's why you see me on the same block with the same crew. And everybody's sitting back living good. And I'm the only nigga that be rapping in my hood. I was raised by the hustlers and game by the cheese. And taught by the bosses how to sack that cheese.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Could break your nose, that's so hard. Hang on, stay a watch, all the haters in the run. Watch, could break your nose, that's so hard.
Appreciate Diddy for putting that album out. If y'all don't know what album that is, that's the duets by Biggie. Go look that up for those of y'all who, those of you who don't understand what I just said. That's Biggie's duets album. Go look that album up. That Slim Thug, T.I., Biggie, just masterfully done. Understand, Biggie was dead at this point. This is old Biggie lyrics. That was updated and put on an updated track. So please don't tell me that you telling people that these people are classics and they bars and they verses don't spit the time. That verse and that bar right now still can stand strong against any album that put out today right now. All three verses. That's why I tell people, like, be careful when you start talking music, because if you want to talk music, I want to talk music. I don't want to talk bullshit. I want to talk music, and that's music. Okay. Just because y'all threw some bullshit together, all classically composed, classically put together, three solid verses, well, beautiful, orchestrated track. That's all I'm saying. If you're going to put music out, I need it to be a beautiful track. Some of this shit y'all putting out and calling it music, I don't respect. So let's get into it, because tonight is Soulful Sunday, and I was told I was going off on a little bit too much of a tangent last week, so I'm going to give y'all a little bit less me and a little bit more show tonight, if that's okay, because we got things to talk about and things to get into. But, you know, first we got to pay the bills, and so the first bill that we have to pay that is completely and co-sponsored by every investor that is a part of this organization, fuck Stephen A. Smith. And that's going to be my mantra for a while. Like I told people right now, in order to invest in my podcast, you have to believe in that as a statement. You have to believe in that as a movement. You have to believe in that as an organization. I don't even want your money if you support anything that come out that fuckboy face. So understand, if you believe in Stephen A. Smith, anything that I say may be contradictory to his opinion. And if you believe in something that Stephen A. Smith say, and I said the same thing, the sun shines on a dog's ass at least once a day as well. If you don't understand either one of those analogies, go talk to somebody in the country. Maybe they can help you out a little bit. But I need y'all to understand that's going to be my opening line for quite some time because my sponsors have paid for it. Yay! Arsenio Hall, give a little shout out to that brother for hosting one of the best late night television shows that was ever done. Because like right now I'm celebrating, like I'm in my celebration trot. Like if you don't understand my energy, get your celebration trot, get your glasses. I don't know what you're drinking on, but I got a screwdriver tonight. So if you don't know what that is, go Google screwdriver and you'll figure out what I'm drinking on. Because here's what I tell people. Unless you pay me, I don't advertise you. So I give no fucks about your feelings. Oh, you don't shout me out. You don't do this. You don't do that, baby. I don't work for nobody for free. And the last time I checked, I got 9 companies that's legally registered. So please don't waste my fucking time. Hey, let's call out some facts because there's been some bullshit flying around. Because, you know, let me help y'all. Let me get to the important parts of the important parts of the important parts. I've been on vacation. I've been gone. I laid low. I ducked off. I took 2 years off. Everybody celebrate. Everybody who made money during the pandemic, I shouted them out. I supported black businesses. I kept Black Wall Street going. I didn't hate on nobody. I need y'all to understand. I supported where I could. I gave the lowest of low prices. Like, I turned me completely off. I was a customer asset to anybody who needed me. Like, and I'm saying this because there are black businesses who did that. Like, we ate our pride. We said, you know what? We're not going to charge certain prices. We're not going to go out there and gouge the community because we understand everybody's hurting. Big business didn't do that. I need y'all to understand. Like, when people try to tout what they want to tout for me, the economy didn't slow down. The separation and wealth divide grew. It got bigger. The 1% got more 1%-ish. Yeah, there's a lot of niggas in 98, 99, 95, 92. But the 1% really separated themselves because this thing was built with them in mind. Success is not about the small guy. Yeah, you could come out from the ashes and you could make it, you know, as long as you shut the fuck up and do what you're told to. But other than that, the system ain't designed for you to be an anomaly. Like, I'm rare. Understand, I've bucked the system since birth. My mama will tell you, like this. Listen, when you get to heaven, ask my mama how many days a week did she beat me. Go talk to my sisters. If you think that me going against what somebody else got to say today started when I became an adult, you are sadly mistaken. There is nothing and no one, there's no authority over me that I'm not willing to challenge because the only authority over me is God. You are a placeholder. I will not subject myself to being your humble servant because ain't shit humble about me serving you. I don't owe you shit. And when people start to get that, nobody has control over you. You give them control. You give them, you in the United States, bitch, okay, go move to Canada, then you in Canada. Move to Mexico, then you in Mexico. Move to Dubai, you in Dubai, you still the same person. You're just in a whole nother land, subjected to the rules and the fallacies and the greatness that is that land and thereof. If not, bitch, go to space. is not going to live on a small deserted island that's just made up of just you, because a lot of y'all bitches is walking around here acting like y'all on the island of just you and can't nobody talk to you and can't nobody do nothing with you. Let me help you out real quick. Bitch, don't nobody give a fuck about you. Sir, I don't care how big your vehicle is. I don't care how much drugs you sell. Bitch, pharmaceutical companies sell drugs to stupid people every day, and stupid people still take drugs every day. And then at the end of the day, they are controlled yet again, but then say they got control over their body. Then they say, oh, well, I'm eating healthy, but you still not even going to the stores that can give you proper nutrients. You're still not going to the farmers. You're still not going to the seamen. You're not going to the people who's actually going out and getting the food of the earth. You're getting all this man-made bullshit talking about it's organic in the store. Bitch, if you so much as buy something off a shelf that says organic, you might as well not even talk to me. Bitch, organic means it should come from the earth. You don't got to put organic on something for it to be organic. That's the lie they told you. They put organic on it to tell you it's organic so they can process you into believing that it's organic. Bitch, you're organic. Better go read the actual definition of organic, not in the terms that they try to give you based off the FDA version of the definition. Keep telling people you better learn how to be smarter than what you think you are. So, yes, am I ranting a little bit? Absolutely, because we got to get that off our chest, man. We got to let people understand, yes, we are about supporting your big business, but, baby, your big business is not better than my big community. It's not better than my big homie down the street that if something go wrong, he going to tell me, hey, yo, bro, I think I seen some people at your apartment door. Doom, doom, doom. Hey, yo, cuz, I think I seen somebody at your house door. Boom, boom, boom. We got to be the community. Why we keep going to everybody, letting everybody be the community when we are the community? We live in that bitch. How are you not the community? Why don't you own the bread store? If you're telling me you can't go rent the building to go get the bread store, then you need to go down and you need to go have a conversation with your congressman and say, hey, yo, why do we have XYZ bread store here when we should actually have a bread store in our community that is us, and we actually get people who go into culinary school so we can start teaching these younger generations how to make bread so we can keep a bread store in our community? So we can keep a church that actually represents us in the community, so that we can actually have a bowling alley that represents us in the community. We got all these Fortune 500 companies, but why don't we own the movie theater? I'm just saying. And if you're saying that that's a problem, then that's why I tell people, you're the problem. Don't talk to me. If you're not getting with somebody who has a plan and y'all trying to figure out and work that plan together, then don't talk to me. I'm tired of everybody sitting back talking about how many Gucci bags, how many Gucci fucking purses they got, but then you got somebody who's over here doing some performance arts who's a local artist in your community, and you won't even go pay $5, $10, $15, $20 a ticket to go sit over there and watch them try to get better at their craft and give them actual feedback and then help put food on their table so that way they can turn around and be an asset doing in your community during the daytime so we can actually do some things that can keep community resources returning in our community. You're the problem. Bitch, don't tell me about the next fucking brunch. Are we actually doing seminars to teach soft skills? Who does soft skill training in the community? Because some of these kids are going to have to go back to jobs. And one of the greatest things that HR is going to love is have you recently completed a soft skill training so you can learn how to interact between management and employers and employees, because some of those skills is necessary. We got babies who ain't dealt with nobody in 2 years and plus coming out of a childish high school and or college opportunity and fraternization, and now we're getting ready to tell them, we're getting ready to put them in front of corporate personnel, and they need to understand how to do that. Some of those dudes do come from the hood. Some of those chicks do come from the hood, and they need some refresher courses. That's why I'm not against people being Deltas and AKAs and being in fraternities and sororities and being a part of the church, because somebody needs to teach these people some of these damn soft skills. But we have to teach the soft skill. We can't say that we're doing everything that we can to participate in people and we're not teaching the soft skill. How do you help somebody get to the top if you don't teach them the soft skills? Who's working with whoever your best friend is?
Do you wanna ride?
Who's working with him? We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Do you wanna ride? We're back here at the top of the
Moving to the back, so I can see who peeping is talking. Straight to the phone with a slow lamp. In the crib, I'll see if it's 3-1-2-7-6-2-8. Reline connection. A little less than one of the section. This brand new beat, got to fish me. And plus, we strap it to the location. I put the phone in the hook, then I pop for a minute. Cause I forgot where I left the house. And I said that I forgot to go over the top. I straight up checked the house. Really got to be home. We better not on some guy, though. Never could deny, though. These was just fly, yo. Introduce my feet. Hey, to the motherfucker, came in to recognize that I lose myself. Just my feet. And you take one cool love, pass it to the left and Stop spinning the niggas that take two fools, and they think about nothing, D-I-M-P, I love you. But logically, you let me told biology and all the truth, way. Ain't this some shit. Just pull up in the feet, hey. B-I-double-L, but the A-C. AC hoes, AC throws, B-I-M-P. And I think that automatic, cause he's a pimp, he gotta be. Full of that, M-O-M-P. But why? Cause nigga be sporting nice, pop a fancy truck, that's Georgia bubble, flicking one side by. Chop up that paper house, chop up that paper house. That's where your business go. That's my business, it's a smith on it. It's a smith on it. Real simple when you're talking with a good dog. Get a vibe in the black seat, the bad bee in the cab, you got some deep dumb ass. Moving on that time is grand, never missed it, you never had. And last, B-I-M-P, ology, philosophy. Be running these hoes by ology, and I'm a true way.
We don't wanna ride, you're actually my guy.
And they're collecting no ghosts and tips, but I be sitting more gang than a mouth full of poker chips to get them hoes with the open lips and the provoking hips. I never gotta tell them any lies. Have them looking in the city side. Get up in the kitty side, cause I'm blessed with a look of innocence. Good text, peanut butter contact, just a pretty eye. Pretty cries, I'm a shot to the side. No one out of me gotta be right, gotta be the fly to me right. But if the head, the ball, come on, suck a nigga dick. Members on my click, wanna see the side of me lying. I know you wanna try that. To the rhythm of a high hat. Don't be bogus and deny that. I done got a hold of them, my fellas on the train while she lie back. No motherfucker, can you buy that? Where you ride at? On the passenger side of your hoe, trying to come up on another G. All up under me, trying to smother me, looking lovely while I roll another beat. Suddenly, she knows that I don't deal with emotions. But when we in the room, she rubbing me below. She coming like the ocean, goes and have a big dick in me. You do what I did, give love, oh. The word, no, it's never said. Just to be giving women dick in the bed, instead of stick in the head. And if I ever leave another dead, they ain't tricking the bed, just spitting bang, just kicking the bread. Kicking them legs in the air like a player do. Then be little in a day or two. After work, I'm a player crew. And after tip type shit, that be over an AK and do. Wearing gray and blue. If a hoe on the holiday, you a player if you hit some pins to get the dividend. But you a pimp if you can get the same hoe to want to freak your clean. Cause I study B-I-M-P, ology, but logically, be learning these hoes by ology. Obviously, well,
all right, y'all, we back. Listen. As I was listening to this song, because this is one of my favorite old, this is one of my favorite old school songs, and I love that entire song. But I'm going to tell you right now, if you have ever kicked it with me on some chill, like, on some real chill shit, if you were really my friend, like that whole scene that Twista describes, just go back and listen to it again. That whole scene that Twista describes, that is my lifestyle. That is how I live. That is how I have moved around so eloquently and so patiently. I've done the things that I've wanted to do in my way. And it's to those who've actually had the opportunity to enjoy it, they will tell you it's sexy than a motherfucker. Like, if you know them and you're in a room with anybody who's ever chilled with me, just look at them in the eye and they'll look at you and they say, yeah, chilling with him, like, it's different. Because what you have to understand, and let me help people, because we got a topic we're going to get to at the end of the show. We're going to get to that topic. But one of the things that I need people to understand, and I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say it now, because this is so important, because we're getting ready to do Black History as World History. And one of the things that I try to get people to understand, we're sitting poolside tonight, y'all. This is, if you remember that video, just think about that. We're sitting poolside in honor of that video that we just got finished listening to. Go back and watch the video, poolside. a beautiful thing. But what the most important thing that people need to understand is stop boxing yourself in a corner and communicate with people. The biggest issue that the black community has is our inability and our infrequency to effectively communicate with each other and others. There is nothing wrong with learning how to effectively communicate, reach, and understand somebody exactly where they are. There's no problem with helping someone exactly where they are. But at the end of the day, if they don't want to be helped, you have to be okay and understanding with leaving them the fuck where they're at. It's not because you don't love them. It's not because you don't want to see them be great. It's because at the end of the day, if they don't learn the lesson, both of y'all are going to die. Death comes in many variations. There are a lot of walking dead zombies right now. Bitch, I tell people, when I go to El Paso, I tell people, you got to be on drugs to live there. There's no place like else on earth. That's the only city that I've ever been in 40 years of living, and I have traveled the globe, and I've been in multiple countries. That is the only place on earth. When I tell you, I've been through the red light district of Amsterdam. I've been through the red light district of Europe. I've been to Taiwan. I've been to the Philippines. I've been all through Australia. I've been across most of the 50 United States. I have traveled. That is the only place in less than 30 minutes of being there I was offered a line of coke by a perfectly random stranger ever. And I know crackheads. Like I tell people all the time, let's not make this seem like we didn't grow up in the hood, like we don't know the fucking hood. We are, no matter where you live at, being black, you are hood or hood adjacent. There's no escaping being near fuck around the hood. That's why I tell people, I can't respect certain people. Stephen A. Smith. There's a few others out there. Like there's certain ones I'm like, yeah, I'm pulling my affiliation card. I'm looking at the direction that you're going in and the money that's buying you now, and I reserve the right to change my mind. But we got to be real, we got to be honest, and we got to be effective in these relationships that we're in, because these relationships are fluid. If you are in a stagnant relationship, if the rules that you have today are the same rules that you have 2 years from now, your relationship is dead, and y'all might as well stop growing, have kids, and let y'all kids be great. Just shut the fuck up and die. Let the kids be great. Because your rules are going to change based off the situation that you're dealt with, and you're going to have to sit down as a couple and have a real effective fucking conversation. Matter of fact, we're not even going to get into what we were going to do for Black History is World History. This is Black History is World History, brought to you by D Oils, where we are now putting out our fall line. If you would like something, please reach out. We have everything from things like shea butters to oils and to other things. If you would like to see any of my associate people who can do other things, other people that carry our scent is Fallen Angels Cosmetic is a carrier of our scent. Goddessly Cleaning out of Killeen, Texas is a part of our company foundation. I'm trying to think. Give me the other ones. We have Experience the Scent, D Oils. That just all falls up under the same branch and division. So I'd just like to thank everybody who's been a part of that. We are getting ready to launch our fall stuff, so please reach out to the owners of these brands, these divisions. We are launching fall, getting ready for the spring. I want to announce our spring photo shoot. We will be looking for models for spring. So if you want to know what day it is, let me help you out. For those of you who keep asking me, well, you keep saying spring photo shoot, I'm going to tell you how you go figure out the date. Go to Google. Let me help you. Go to Google. I mean, I got a lot of problems for you. Go to Google and say, what day is the first day of spring? Okay? I'm going to help you. You can put it on your calendar right now. It's going to be the first day of spring, and we're going to shoot it in Fort Lauderdale and surrounding counties, and we're going to start at 6 o'clock in the morning. You need to come ready to work at least a minimum of an 8 to a 12-hour day, and it is a paid gig. Now, if you can't get the information from that, then you can also reach out to at, go to your email, because we're going to fill it in. We're doing your calendar right now, okay? You can go to thephotobomb561@gmail.com, and you can send any inquiries to the photo shoot, okay? Done. Easy. So we booked it. If you don't have the information, I'm not fighting with anybody. The production manager has it. She'll put it on DJ's roundtable. It'll go into subsequent places. But everybody keep asking, when's the next photo shoot? That's the next photo shoot, okay? Let's get it out the way, because let's talk. Because black folks, let's talk. Let's because we had to pay the bills first. Let's pay the bills. Let's talk real quick, because we got 5 minutes to pay the bills. Communities. For those of us that are over the age of 18, I tell people like this, 18 to like 30, I don't flex on you. Go have fun, go live life, go do what you need to do, whatever, whatever. I look at when you turn 18, the moment you have a kid after 18, I look at you as now an efficient adult. You need to get yourself in a position too. So if from 0 to 18 you have a kid in there, hey, that's just when you effectively become adult. That's what I told my kids. I had a real conversation with their mother and my boys. If you have a kid before you turn 18, the moment that you have a kid, you effectively become an adult right then and there. That was my birds and the bees conversation for my boys. If we need to go into deeper conversation about how you can get someone pregnant and what that looks like, then we'll have that conversation. Because what I'm not going to tell my boys is not to like a little girl. I'm not going to tell my boy, oh, you don't need to be doing nothing but hanging out with no boys. Little nigga, if you see her and she look good to you, go holler at her. I'm not going to tell you to pass up your blessings because I got insecurities. But I'm also going to make sure that he's prepared to be a young man when he go talk to her. So he going to know how to clean up the house and take out the trash and wash his own fucking drawers and be able to cook a meal, open the door, put gas in her gas tank. Nah, baby, you sitting here with the peace. I'm going to go into the store. If they get out of control, you come in here with the peace. Because I'm going to go in there and I'm going to be polite. I'm going to be a very respectable and polite young man. Because I tell people, I love me a ratchet girl. Because understand, if she come in here, she know, baby, act stupid about me. I tell anybody, if you don't understand what that means, understand where I'm from. I'm from Fayetteville, North Carolina, the Merc. Ain't nothing civilized about nah chick off the Merc if she got to go in the store about her man. Because our men from there don't go in the store and come back out alive. Yes, I've seen dangerous criminal stuff all my life. There's no black person walking alive that is subjected to being oblivious to it. If they are, it's by choice. Don't give a damn how many white folks you decide to marry and how many white folks you decide to assimilate yourself with. Black is black, and you will always be subjected to being black. Mulattoes included, Bajans included. I don't give a damn what you be. Whatever continent and planet you on, when they recognize that you're black and they decide to pick out that you're black, they're choosing to recognize your blackness. So be black. Black is beautiful. Black is in everything. You can't separate black. You can try to separate black, but it still comes back. We are very unique and beautiful people. Our heritage is intermingled with every heritage that is on the face of the continent. That is why our segment is Black History is World History. We are interwoven with every fabric and every being that is on this continent. And if they say otherwise, then they are first lying to themselves. So at the end of the day, you can't be beneath anything that you are already equal to or already above yourself. So stop being less than because you are already equal. Walk in your God-given appointed authority and stop walking with your head down and stop acting like you need to ask permission to be in the room. Goddamn, they created the room so you could go in and look at your family's history. Dude told me, you must not know who I am. I said, bro, you must not know who I am. I got family members in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Music Hall of Fame around in multiple states. I got family members that's got Grammys. I got family members who are best-selling book writers, life coaches, all types of stuff, laundromat owners. We've done stuff. Like, I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm less than. You're not going to tell me I need to beg for a handout when we've never begged for a handout. The black community is the community that has kept this economy going when everybody else couldn't get out of their own way for greed. we are the community that they turn to learn how to build up and effectively be a community, then get pushed out of our own community. So, no, I'm not going to sit back and act like we don't have the same skill sets as everybody else do. They take our skill set. Baby, there's no reason why you're going to sit here and tell me that oxtails in America is at $21 a fucking pound because white people like oxtails in the fucking America. No, that was because niggas do. We drive up the cost of food. We teach them how to cook. Then they come back with some, oh, it's gluten-free. Bitch, I don't give a fuck about gluten or free. This came out of that yeah pig. That's going to be the naturalist of the product that I'm going to get. That came out of that there good cow. That came out of this here good ground. Not out of no manufacturing plant. That's why my wife be like, ooh, how you make that taste so good? Baby, use natural ingredients. Y'all better learn. I'm sorry, I know I'm preaching a little bit. We're getting ready. We're getting ready to go to commercial break. But, like, I needed y'all to hear that because at the end of the day, I'm not telling anybody what not to be. I'm not trying to tell anybody who they can't be. We're not going to tell anybody what not to love, understand, or believe in. But what we are going to tell people is you have to first choose yourself. And you have to completely love yourself.
People ask if I'm in love with you, cause I'm sitting here with your picture and smiling through my fingers. And I can't answer my own question to you, cause Jesus for my heart is good enough to love you night and day. What a feeling of vulnerability coming over me, and I'm feeling weak and I can't sleep. Never thought I'd be so many to wake you with me, yet I've been at peace of your name.
About me, there's a more than a reason to love me.
Somebody inbox me again. Yes, the email address is daphotobomb561@gmail.com. So, again, if you need that information and you're trying to reach out, please email that email address, me or one of my assistants. We'll respond to that email and make sure you have the necessary information. All right, y'all. Y'all know it is my favorite time it is. Y'all know what day it is. Is up next. We are at the 9:30 mark in the night on the East Coast, 6:30 if you're on the West Coast. Everything in between, fill in and get in where you get in. But tonight is October the 24th. We just had a full moon. If you missed it, it was absolutely beautiful. I was blessed. I was able to sit outside and lay up under the full moon the entire night of the full moon. So if you haven't gotten out and experienced that energy, go ahead and do so. It is much needed. That energy is going to be raw all this week. The full moon leading into Halloween with all the festivities and all the things that go with it, All Hallows Eve and just the different energy. I told y'all this was going to be in October like none other. If you've manifested this energy, it is all great for you. If you didn't and you just getting by and getting through, then use this energy to get by and get through. But this is some wonderful, beautiful cosmetic energy. People are healing. All types of love is just being created. A couple of people was like, yo, listen. So what happened was me and my mate was outside and we ended up fucking under the moon. Hey, great. He's like, but I didn't, like, we didn't even get to, hey, listen, sometimes you have to live in that moment. It wasn't forced. It wasn't coerced. It wasn't bad. It wasn't negative. I tell people all the time, if the moment is perfect and the energy is perfect, who is it for someone else to tell you that you're wrong? If all parties involved is happy and okay with the scenario, be great. So y'all be great. Let's not judge. All right, let's get into it. What day it is? Today is United Nations Day. I can't speak about nations. We got to be United Community Days. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that, and I'm not really going to focus on the nations. All of that's great. I love that, but that has no focus at home. That does nothing for me in my backyard. So let's focus on community before we can focus on nation, because we, hell, our nation ain't got our shit together, so how are we going to focus on getting other people together? That's just where I'm at. Like, we can keep an eye out and say, hey, listen, that's kind of fucked up and that's bad, but let's build it. Let's be the group. Let's be the generation that builds our backyard. Let's regrow our own community and tell them we're stronger than y'all gave us credit for. So fuck that. If y'all want to deal with us, come see us in the streets. And we ain't being no gangsters about it. We're talking about let's make dollars move. So let's be strong about that. Today is National Mother-in-Law's Day. Happy Mother-in-Law Day to my mother-in-law. She's down spending time with her parents. It's a beautiful thing because as a child, to see your parents make it to 91 and 94 years old, I believe that's the age that they are. They're both in their 90s, I can definitely say that. But to see my mother-in-law's parents live into their 90s, that's a beautiful thing because that means for a long time of her life, you know, you're looking at someone who's in their 60s and the great majority of their life, they were able to go to their parents and get some form of wisdom. Now, understand, not all wisdom is good wisdom, but you can get some form of wisdom from your family members, especially your mother and your grandmother and your grandfather and your father and, you know, your cousins and your aunt. You should be able to get some form of wisdom. But like I tell people, you also have to look at the source of the wisdom that you get. Now, some of it's skewed because of age, time, culture, community stance. You got to look at it. Some people have completely lost function and faculty in 1968. So for them, the world is still viewed and skewed through 1968. They just been on autopilot since 1968. Like, for me, like, early 2010 to, like, 2020, like, I really disconnected. Like, I really wasn't culturally plugged in like I used to be from, like, my birth until 2010. Because I took some time out. Like, you got to take some time out and spend some time figuring you out. Like, really enjoying you. You can do everything, but take some time out. And she's, you know, but you got older people who allow you to get around them and really soak up wisdom. And if you can really get out of your way and get some of that wisdom, you'd really be surprised how simple and how easy life can be. But you got to get to the wisdom. Mother-in-laws and grandmother-in-laws and father-in-laws and grandfather-in-laws, get to know them. I like this day. This day is a good day. There's not many days that can make me get into a good positive spin, but I like this one. This is a good one. But I need to know what day is National Father-in-Law's Day. Somebody please let me know. Let me know what day that is. All right. This is another one, National Food Day. It's crazy because one of the things that me and my investors, and I tell people, like, people ask me all the time, they're like, why do I want to get in business with you? And I'm like, well, if you listen to me long enough, I'll tell you everything that I'm doing. But this one is big because it actually is something that we're actually actively working on. So National Food Day, we are actually in the mindset, well, not mindset, but we're in the process of really establishing a 501c3 where we can do meals to serve the elderly. Like, we're actively looking at doing that. So if that's something you believe in, that's an initiative that you want to do and something you want to be involved in, let me know. You can be on our board. We can work this out. And I don't care what city and state it's done in. I don't care if it's a national initiative or a local initiative. But this is something that I really want to get done. Like, on my time left on earth, any community that I can impact with doing that, if we have any cooks, chefs, executives, I mean, we can hit multiple groups, but I definitely want to make sure that we take care of our elderly. Because if you didn't listen to anything that they told us during the pandemic, our most vulnerable community is 65 to 90. And at the end of the day, who's taking care of them? I mean, yeah, Social Security is nice, and them having some money and them owning a house is really nice and all that stuff. But when you start getting around them, you're going to start realizing that they need quality resource food. They're getting old. They're tired. Who's going to go and be around them to keep vigor and life in them? We let our old people die. I love the ones that are home and they get up and they still take auntie out and they still do a 75th birthday for auntie and let auntie twerk and dance and do whatever little gyration she going to do. And then when auntie go home and go to bed, it turn into a cousin's party. I love those people. Those people who still do that in all those little small and big cities and communities, shout out to you. Why do we have to die because we get a little bit older? Why we can't go still do the things they like to do too? Go fishing and sit down with them. Y'all going to make me preach a little bit today. Now, this last one right here, I'm not even giving y'all that one. I don't support this one. I don't serve it. I don't believe in it as a substance, as an entity. So we are done with what day it is. Let me get ready to cue the music on that one. I wasn't even ready when I saw that last one, because y'all forget I do this live, so I didn't even see that one. So we're getting ready to have some real conversations. We're getting ready to come up with. So this we got to do birthdays. Let me do a song for birthdays, because we do got birthdays coming up. So I'm gonna do this song, and I need people to understand that. There are some people that are artists that I just believe in because of what they do and what they did and their contribution to music. And I tell people all the time, like, Cisco gets credit for the Thone song. It was a smash pop hit sensation. It broke all the pop charts and whatever. But their credit to R&B sometimes goes overlooked. And he has a song, and I'm going to tell you right now, I listened to this song once, and I'm going to tell you what I said after I listened to this song the first time I ever heard this song, I ever believed this song. The very next statement that I heard, because I listened to this album front to back, And after I got done with listening to the song, I said, you know what? I don't want that to ever happen in my life. It's a beautiful song. I believe in the words of it, and I think it is a very well-written and eloquent song, but I don't ever want to be addicted to anything that bad in life. So here we go. We'll be right back.
Saying you don't have to think about you. Every day. Every night. So, it's hard for you to talk about stuff like this. But, I guess all I can say is,
imagine somebody having that much desire over you, like somebody having that much energy, passion, thirst, will, love, interpretation, want over you. Do you understand how much someone has to obsess over you? And understand, that's not always sexual. Imagine if sex is involved too. There are some people listening to my voice right now, or will listen to my voice, who understands what it feels like to be the object of someone else's addiction. Addictions are not just marijuana. It's not just alcohol. It's not just cigarettes. It's not just tobacco. It's not just firearms. It's not just pyro. It's not just food. Addictions come in all shapes, walks, forms of life. And anybody who obsesses over one thing, you might want to be careful with them, because an obsession personality is an addictive personality. They are. They go one in one. When a person obsesses, they have the ability to be an addict, because they cannot shake focus from the one thing that they are absolutely and have completely, absolutely given themselves absolute, absolute obsession to. I said a lot of absolutes because I need you to understand there's nothing else. They see nothing else. Nothing even matters. If you've never heard Lauryn Hill sing that, you might want to go listen to that. Nothing else even matters but me and you. I will kill anybody that roll up on this block looking for you. Girlfriend, boyfriend, feds, the police, your mama, the DEA, child support agencies, all. There are some people who believe that. Nick, I will kill you before you can leave me. I need y'all to just hear me. Understand that. All right, let's get into birthdays. It's time for birthdays. Let's do birthdays. Okay, there's Bobby Light's birthday, October the 24th. I don't know who that is, but congratulations to Bobby Light. Again, y'all understand, I don't watch TV. So if these are TV or entertainment personalities, y'all have to understand I'm giving them a shout-out. My production manager gives me this list. This is who she tells me is important and famous. So please don't get mad at me when you be like, how you don't know such and such? Bitch, I'm busy. Don't judge me. Judge your mama. And I'm not, I had to say that like a whole special needs person. Like, all them words sounded like they went together. Judge your mama. Because I had to give it to you. Like, I had to slow down and almost stutter. Because y'all got to get it sometimes. Y'all be extra for no reason. I love y'all. Let's go. All right, Jaylen Brown. Hey, he blew up opening night. Jaylen Brown did his thing. Okay, Jaylen. No wonder you showed out. It was a birthday night for Jaylen. Let's see if you keep them numbers up all year. I want to see what your numbers look like by Thanksgiving. Let's let 45 days go by. Let's see what happened then. Because that was your birthday. But good opening weekend. I saw you. Jalen Ramsey. You know what? Jalen Ramsey would be a Scorpio. That makes complete sense to me. He looked like he do a lot of fucking and a lot of trash talking. That's generally a Scorpio. They can, listen, I need y'all to understand. They can talk shit and they can fuck. Some of them can fight, but a lot of them get beat up. That's not a rhyme and it's not on purpose. I just need y'all to understand it just like that. Like, because I'm saying it in the sequence that a Scorpio would completely get it. If you got a Scorpio friend and you say that to them, they'll be like, yeah, that's kind of like, that is like me right now. Yeah, Scorpios. Hear me again. They can be violent if you let them. But if you go with the flow of who a Scorpio is, you will have the most fun. It will be the most dangerous relationship you will ever be in. But it will be probably one of the funnest relationships that you will ever be in. But understand, you will never be able to trust them, because Scorpios are flighty and inconsistent than a motherfucker. Like, it is the greatest, dumbest relationship to ever be in at the same time. I promise you. You're sitting there like, oh, my God, I love this man. Why am I here? Like, all in the same conversation. I love you, Scorpios. Don't be mad at me. This is bulletin board material for the Scorpios. I support y'all, but I'm not going to lie to y'all and give y'all what y'all want. So judge somebody else. Call your mama, your best friend, your uncle. So let's go. Okay. Lala Milan. I've seen her face before. I can never really fuck with her because of her nose, so I'm going to keep it moving. Ashton Sanders, happy birthday. I don't know who that is. I can't tell by the picture. Monica, like, you know you're a bad bitch when you go by one name, Monica. Like, when I say Monica, if you listen to my voice, you hip-hop, you know, you R&B, you know who that is. Like, that. Listen, that's church shoes, baby. Listen, that's church shoes. Give it up for church shoes. Oh, Drake would be a Scorpio. Yes, okay. Drake makes sense to me. Light-skinned dude, that's a Scorpio. Perfect. He fits the mold. Drake is a Drake. I get it. Like, okay, cool. I get it. Like, I get it. Okay, it makes sense now. Ducky Thot would be a Scorpio. Yep, mm-hmm. I don't know who she is, but just the name in the picture says it all. Chocolate, beautiful, though. Keith Robinson, again, don't know who that is. He looked like Scorpio again. Diane Rivas looks like a Scorpio again. Yep, mm-hmm. Miguel, whoever this is, he got a lot of names in rhyme. Martin Luther King Jr. III, makes sense. Yep, LeVar Ball. See, all these names make sense. Amanda Stenberg, I don't know who she is, but she has Scorpio written all over her. Dante Wilder, see, I told you they'll talk shit and get knocked out, though. Listen, they're going to fight. They're not always going to win, but they're going to fight. Tracy Lee, Shaggy, 21 Savage. I mean, come on, Paula Kelly, Amber Rose. Like, don't be mad at me. Dizzy Gillespie, like, Jennifer Freeman, okay. Bill Nunn, Kamala Harris. Have y'all seen her? Did she go missing? APB, Vice President. Okay, Vice President, we're looking for you. Where you at? Can somebody knock on her door and just tell her to make an appearance? Say something. I see Biden everywhere. I ain't seen this hoe. Are they cloning her right now? Is she going to come back in like 6 months and then be the greatest Democratic Vice President that ever lived to fix all of Biden shit? Is that what they doing? But it's going to be a clone. It ain't going to be the real her? Okay, just let me know. Jelly Roll Morton, ASAP Fergie, NBA Youngboy, Snoop, Omar Gooding, Juanita Moore, Lil Durk. Yeah, all these people make sense to be in about, you know, age. Floyd Mayweather Sr., Vander Holyfield, Jennifer Holliday, LaWanda Page. I love her as a comedian, man. Great stand-up comedian. If you've never seen heard her stand-up stuff, you really should get her stand-up. Amazing stand-up comedian. Jordan Calloway, Najar Jeter, Espinoza Spalding, Brenda Lawrence, Terry McMillan. Terry was good. Terry was one-dimensional as a writer, though. She really got stuck. I couldn't read. After about Terry's third book, I was like, okay, if I read her and Zane, if you read one of their books, you pretty much read. Zane stole a lot, though. I know several people who wrote for Zane that never got credit. Like Zane made a lot of money, but Zane would always publish shit as, like, unknown writer or unknown author or whatever. But you know who was sending that shit to your bulletin board. You could have reached out to them and paid some of these people. Let me shut up. Let me go about my business. Brittany Griner, Joe Morton, Chuck Berry. Yeah, Chuck Berry was old nasty, boy. Yeah, so there we go. Neho. Okay, see, all those make sense. Ashton Sanders is a black cosplayer who you liked in the video. Oh, I liked him. He's a pretty cool dude. And then thanks to Tiffany and the production manager, Tiffany out of she's out of the Midwest. I'm going to just give you a region. I ain't going to give you too much. I want people to be all in your inbox and stuff. Thank y'all for both sending me the information on National Father-in-Law's Day. That is July 30th. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into the topic of the night. Production manager, can you go back and can you find me the topic, how I wrote it on the original post, what the topic we're actually talking about tonight, because I want to talk about that. We're gonna get into some stuff, but we're gonna get into. This is one of my favorite songs. If we're gonna talk about needs, and we're gonna talk about what we want to talk about, then I'm gonna start this conversation as a man, and then we're gonna get into this a little bit deeper. Okay.
She is a passion. she's my melody. Love a fire, sexual gravity. When I light your body is a glow. We can go to the nature, take it off. We'll get that atom in the palm of her hand. Like a mic, we don't stand. Turn it up, we got a limit. Much of the truth.
We can go to that song right there. That, matter of fact, we can just keep that song queued up, and we can do that song at the next commercial break because, oh, my God, like, that's a great conversational starter right there by itself. But let's go ahead and pay the bills first. So in paying the bills first, let me do this first. We're going to do this in the order we need to get this done because we're getting ready to get into the heavy hitters of the night, and I need to be able to pass the mic to the right and give it to this fellow who's getting ready to do something also hype. So let's go ahead and get the bills paid, right? So let's go ahead and do this. The phone number to the show, if you would like to call in and have anything that you would like to add to the conversation, the number is 563-999-3090. Let me do that first. Write it down if you don't have it. If you don't know it, I will say it again. Production manager posted on all of our platforms. Let them know. Call the show tonight because the topic of what we're about to talk about is important, and please put the topic of what we're talking about with the show number, because if you want to call in, no answer or no question is stupid. We're getting ready to get to the nitty-gritty because some of y'all need to hear this. The number is 563-999-3090. Okay? The person that y'all are getting ready to talk to tonight is Dr. Feelgood. I am getting ready to give Dr. Feelgood the absolute mic tonight, and he is getting ready to completely take over this show. What you are getting ready to hear is his accounts, his opinion, his thoughts, his belief on what a communal relationship should be from a sexual nature. If you don't agree with this conversation from a sexual nature, then you probably shouldn't be listening to this conversation. If you believe that this conversation is coming to you in any other context than of a sexual nature, then you should go have additional conversations with other people who will fit the needs of what you're trying to hear. But if you're only looking from a totally sexual, explicit conversation as two adults, no matter of what your preference status is on life on earth is, this is an adult conversation. 18 or older, emancipated adult, or anyone who believes that they are an adult and would like to participate in an adult conversation. So now that we've gotten all the FCC regulations and rules out of the way, if you are now listening to the show, I now give you the man of the hour, the man who has been counseling and mentoring sexual relationships for years, the person who's had more voyeurism experiences than probably most of the continent combined, I give you Dr. Feelgood. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I appreciate the round of applause. That is me, yes, Dr. Feelgood. Now, let's address this conversation because I started off with the I had them play a song tonight that I think is most important. And we need to start with understanding that if we're going to have the conversation of sex, the conversation of sex starts off with the definition of sex, and you got to understand the definition of sex first. So, production manager, do me a favor, because I don't want to take my own personal definition because I've defined it clearly, but I want the production manager, please, while I'm queuing them up for where we're getting ready to go with this conversation, please give us the definition of sex. Please post it, but also send it to me in a chat real quick. Care which site you go to, but just give me their definition of sex. Because we're going to break it down and we're going to get deep with this a little bit tonight. Because sometimes in order to penetrate and in order to have a conversation about need, y'all first got to get to an understanding of where this conversation is taking place at. Y'all want to talk about the church. Y'all want to talk about your cousin's house. And y'all want to talk about your mom and them or what they did and didn't do. But at the end of the day, the conversation about sex, I believe, is between two people. The first two people that I want y'all to understand is my first belief system, it should be between two consenting adults. That's why I gave the definitions earlier when we started the show of what I consider an adult to be. If you put yourself in any of those categories, then you're an adult. If you don't fit any of those categories, please, why in the fuss are you listening to me tonight? You shouldn't be here. I didn't say if you were single or married. I didn't say if you was black, white, Asian, Hispanic, Jew, Gentile, Palestine. None of that matters to me right now. We're talking about do you have a penis or a vagina and do you like to use them? If you do, then this is the conversation for you. Let's be purposeful with our intensiveness and on why we're here under one accord tonight. Because there's no possible way you can tell me that you're an adult and we're behaving the way we're behaving when we're trying to have very simple, very basic conversations. Because if you go look at Maslow's hierarchy, before the actual administrative people made him change his definition, his original definition of Maslow's hierarchy, production manager, please go post that, the original one. The original one said that sex was a need. That the powers that be made him remove that. But the man who created the theory himself said that sex is a need. I believe in Maslow's hierarchy theory to a T. And if I'm going to believe in it, I want it in its original capacity. I don't want its cupcake, buttered down version of Googled version of it. So we're going to go with Maslow's hierarchy. Sex is a need. So let's go ahead and get the won't need question out of the way. I've already gave you my answer. If that doesn't make sense to you, boo-boo, you need to have a conversation with yourself and define the difference between won't and need. They both have definitions in the dictionary. Okay. The word sex is defined as such, chiefly with reference to people. So this is specifically to people. We're going to give you the people's definition first because there's other variations. I need y'all to understand how to read it. This is why when y'all in church, pastor says read, and then, you know, the lady gets up and she stands with her Bible in front of the church with the microphone. Same thing. We Sunday school right here. Got you. Okay. So let's read again. Sexual activity. Notice the word sex itself has a word that's defining itself again. So in order for them to define it, they still had to use the word itself. So sexual activity. So still, they haven't defined the word sex. They said any activity that looks, think, or may be interpreted as sexual is sex. So at the end of the day, if I'm looking at you at the pool and you got on this nice G-string bikini, baby, understand I just fucked the shit out of you with or without your permission. That is just how they define sex. If you don't believe me, look at the definition here. It says sexual activity, i.e., if you want to go reference that, then go read the word sexual activity. But I'm pretty smart, and I think you are too, so you understand sexual activity isn't defined by who defines it as sexual activity. It's defined as anything that is considered sexual activity. That's the definition starting off of describing the word sex. So now understand where they get the principle of a convoluted statement from the beginning. Let's continue because we're still only talking about the human, and they still haven't defined shit. Okay, so let's continue, including specifically sexual intercourse. So now we're going to say any activity. But if we do any form of intercourse, it's definitely sex. Okay. So stop. Then they give you some subjects and whatever. So then we get to definition number two, sex. Still defining the word sex. Either of the two main categories, male and female. So either two. So it doesn't matter how you justify or categorize yourself, whether it's male, female, trans, whatever, because whatever category that you're going to, it's still based off the preferences of being man or male or female. So you can go with whatever you want to go with. So we're still there. So let's not argue. I'm not trying to argue what your status is. They gave it. Two categories. At the end of the day, you go back, you check one of those boxes when you're done at the end of the day. Based off of whatever you choose to believe in, you're still checking a box, okay? And there's only two, okay? Into which humans and most other living things are divided on the basis of reproductive functions. That's why I tell people all the time, you can't tell me that you believe in the qualifications of who you are if you're going to base it off of sex, because sex just basically said they're still basing it off male and female. So it doesn't matter how you define yourself, what you're trying to define yourself. The definition in itself told you none of that matters. They give no fucks about whatever the fuck it is you're talking about. None of that matters. Chiefly what we're talking about is when we're in the act of fucking or what looks like fucking or what we anticipate to be fucking, this is what we consider to be sexual activity and in itself sex. Now, if that's what you believe sex to be, then that's fine. If you just only believe in the physical definition, I believe in all of the definitions, the metaphysical, the spiritual, the intellectual. There's a lot of different ways that you can have sex with a person. I have literally seen people have sex and never even have physical contact and not all over the place just off of saying someone else's name. So please don't tell me that sex is not possible without having sex. I've seen people literally go in and destroy other people's lives without physically never being in a bed naked with that other person. But that love and that spirit and that connection that they have with the other person is so deep to them that it is still sexual based. And you're like, no, but we ain't never did nothing. So I need you to understand, you haven't done anything with you, but she's fucked the shit out of you. Ma'am, you may not have done anything with him, but he has fucked the shit out of you. And I don't give a fuck if you want to just only focus on reproductive acts of sex. Baby, understand, there are some people who will lay beside the pool while you are going swimming and have complete, like, listen, baby, they have had multiple rounds of sex with you, fell asleep, and woke up and went on about their day. I promise you. Males and females. I'm sorry. You can get behind yourself. You can feel some type of way. If this conversation offends you or affects you, you are not a human and you are not an adult. I am tired of y'all lying. Let's stop being cute and let's talk facts. We have all lusted over somebody. All right, y'all. We're going to take a quick commercial break because we're going to get into this a little bit more. Production manager, let me know if we got anybody queued up because now we're getting ready to get into the meat and potatoes because I wanted to define the word sex first, and because once we define sex, there's a lot that we got to say yes about. Let's go.
See, I've been listening to you so long.
So,
that song right there get you someplace. If you understand what those ladies are saying, that song will get you someplace. But let's get into the meat and potatoes and the nitty gritty of what we come here to talk about tonight, because this topic is sensitive for a lot of people. And so how I got on this conversation is because a friend of mine, and a good friend of mine, this is not somebody that I haven't known for years. I've known both her and her husband for years. And I know the status of their relationship, and I know the love, and I know the commitment, and I know the education and the growth and the belief that they have into the unity and the sanctity of their marriage. This is not a conversation of someone saying, I don't love the person that I'm with. This is a conversation from someone saying that I love the person that I'm with, and I could never see that. And I need people to understand there's nothing wrong with being on either side of that coin. You have to be fair, and you have to be understanding that when you're getting ready to have a conversation with a person, you have to be okay with either answer that they give. That's the most important part. Will really prepare for the answer to be the opposite of what they want. If a dude want to have a threesome, he just expects the answer to be yes. If a girl wants a threesome, I think she expects the answer to be yes, because at the end of the day, they feel like if you trust me and you believe in me and I come say this to you, the answer should be yes, or the answer should be no, because you know me, you know I would be against this, and I can't believe that you would even think to even bring that up to me. Both of those answers are legitimately and solidified, solid answers. There's absolutely, and I need people to understand this, there is absolutely no wrong in having either one of those standpoints or either one of those stances. But what you cannot do is stand from the side of being totally against something and tell somebody that they're wrong because it's something you don't believe in. Because I can give you 1,000 Google pops of fucking things that you believe in that I absolutely don't believe in. So we're not going to get into a point and shouting match of what you believe in and what I believe in, because I don't give a fuck about what you believe in, because you shouldn't really give a fuck about what I believe in if we're not together. This conversation is for the two people that have decided that they want to be in whatever terms and arrangements and gathering of the relationship they've decided to give power thereof, whether it be boyfriend, girlfriend, business partners, whatever the hell your terms is. I don't care. I'm not going to define your relationship. I don't define relationships, because the term relationship is how two parts work together. Y'all better start reading words. They matter. People ask me all the time, am I poly? Yes, I'm poly and my wife is monogamous. What does that mean? I'm poly relationship-wise. When it comes to making money and having babies, I got to get permission from my wife. That's how that's defined. If you don't know how to define your relationship, that's okay. Because you got to define it the way it makes sense for you. I'm poly. She knows I'm poly. There's no question that I'm poly. She's not. The reason why I'm poly is because I believe in the word relationship at its core. Listen to how I'm getting ready to define the word relationship. The word relationship means how two concepts, parts, things, persons work together, together. So it could be two sparks. It could be you in a car. It can be you and the mailman. It could be you and the fisherman. And none of these things have to be sexual. It's just how they work together. So in that essence, I'm poly. Do I give my dick and my mouth to everybody? No. In that sense, I'm not poly, to pick and choose. My wife didn't even get to pick and choose for me. I get to pick. Listen to the word I use. I get to pick and choose if I want to do that or not. And that's the same power that she has. She gets to decide if that's what she wants to do or not. When you give somebody that type of liberation, the only thing that needs to be had is the conversation. Because at the end of the day, if that person says, hey, I'm going to go do something, and you say, I'm not, then they made a choice to go do said thing without you. They understood there was no misconceptions about where the relationship stood because they chose to go do said act without you. Those types of conversations are going to happen more than often in the relationship. And you're going to have more of those conversations non-sex-based than you are sex-based, because there are some principles that you're going to have to set forth in your relationship that you're going to have to stand for. So at the end of the day, can you go to your mate and say, hey, can we have a conversation about if I want to have a threesome or not? Absolutely. But first you have to, one, understand your audience. You have to know who you're talking to. If you're dating a girl who already told you she don't like girls and she don't like none of that bi shit and none of that gay shit, first of all, you can't even approach her about a girl-on-girl, two girls and you conversation. So first off, I need you to wrap your mind around her. If you're telling her that you want to have a threesome, get your mind around the mindset that she's wanting you to invite another dick because she doesn't want any other girl there. So at the end of the day, sir, you need to get comfortable with the fact of can you watch another dude smash your old lady? And if you can't get comfortable with that concept, then y'all really shouldn't be having a conversation about a threesome first. Because here's what the thing I always tell a person. In a relationship, if you can't see the other person doing it, there's no need for y'all to have the conversation in the first place. If you can't sit back, if you're telling me, this is my first principle that I teach any couple. If I can't sit back and watch my old girl kiss somebody in the mouth, it doesn't matter who it is, but if I can't watch them kiss somebody else in the mouth, I shouldn't be comfortable with being able to ask her, can I go kiss somebody in the mouth? If I'm not comfortable with some dude grabbing her butt, I can't be comfortable with going to go grab some old girl's butt. I can't go stand for her honor knowing that I'm doing the same thing that I'm actually claiming that I stand for. That's why when people be like, oh, you have no problem with misogyny. Absolutely no, I do not. Because I believe in misogyny. And they're like, well, how can you say that? I said, because at some point, I'm very misogynistic. When it comes to me getting head, I'm not focused on her. The reason why I'm not focused on her is because when I get ready to give her head, baby, understand, I'm a grand champion. I got the heavyweight title. So when I get head, I want you to give me great head. You're not giving me suspect head because, bitch, my level C head is better than most bitches' level A head. People are like, oh, I know the reason why I'm a lesbian because can't nobody eat nobody pussy better than a lesbian. Bitch, meet me. Put me and your girlfriend in the same room and let's have a conversation because I've done that. And people was like, yo, I'm sorry, I didn't. Mm-hmm. Me and my female cousin ate one girl. Like, matter of fact, let me give you a story. So one night this girl had stayed over, and it was funny because I liked her. I really wanted her. And so I kind of got in my feelings a little bit because I'm like, yo, so she really going to get naked and go get in the bed with my cousin who's a lesbian, but this whole time I've been talking to you and you're not going to have a conversation with me about you being a lesbian or just preferring pussy at the same time, but you over here enjoying up all my shit. You enjoying up my food, my chill status, my whatever, whatever. So I came in the room while all of them was in there cuddled up and playing and kissing, whatever. I got butt naked, walked in the room in the dark. Great thing about having great vision is I can see in the deep darkest of motherfucking night. And I got in between both of them and I said, hey, you move out the way, I'm finna eat her pussy. Bam, I'm finna show you what you was missing. Ate the shit out of her, made her come all over the motherfucking place, then put my cousin's face back down there, took a shower, and I went to bed. Because at the end of the day, baby, let me explain to you. You missed out on the greatest. Enjoy that one night because you'll never get that again. But let me give you a teaser for the road because I ain't even finished. But understand, in 2 minutes, she came six times. That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not bragging anymore. Like, it's like, let's talk facts. Let's talk about what we've actually done. Everybody's out here talking about these gaslighted experiences. Let's talk facts because both the two people who know about this story are still friends to this day, and they still hang out with each other. But what I'm not going to do is sit here and lie like, bitch, I was second place. They just both wanted to be lesbians. Have at it. But understand, bitch, ain't no punk over here. Like, y'all not going to disrespect me because of a choice. Neither one is the fuck of y'all. But by the end of the day, y'all have each other. It's okay because y'all in love with each other's personalities and gifts and whatever. But don't make this about sex. I'm not finishing in last place, never. I have a rule, bitch. If I give you head, I'm in your top three for life, bitch. And I don't give a fuck. Go look at somebody who's had sex with me and ask them that question. I'm sorry. They're going to laugh because they're going to say, yes, you have to understand when you're trying to have a conversation about sex, You must first be confident with what you're bringing to the table. That's why I started with the soul microphone. I want good head because, baby, understand if I give you head, you're going to come. You're nutting all over the fuck yourself because I don't eat pussy for me. I eat it for me, for you, for me. I want you to come. Glaze this face up like a fucking straight goddamn Krispy Kreme donut. Fresh hot light on. Let it just sizzle down the back of your mouth because you need to kind of get some milk and a little bit of juice so you can swallow it because it still might be a little too hot. So you get your little latte. It's okay. We don't have to fake about the conversation. If it's what you need, it's what you need. Why do you think men have came out of the closet from being bi and being gay? I tell any dude, I would rather you tell a chick that you bi and let her be the decision maker on that than you going and telling her you straight and then she catch you with a nigga. Because I tell any nigga, bro, run up on me if you want to. I'm not gay. My wife says you are the gayest straight man I've ever met in my life. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that means. I've never been gay. There's nothing about a man that I like. I'm not a fan of you playing in and around my booty hole, so I don't understand what makes me gay. If you're talking about in the sense of happy, then great. I'm the gayest man that you know because I live a very happy and exciting life. My friends love to be around me. It's a very positive environment. You get some healing. You get some great food. You get some nourishment. You get some classes. You get some courses. You learn some shit. Like, you go through a whole, you go through, like, it's crazy because people get mad at me. Like, let me segue real quick because I want to say this because I got some of my mentees, got people listening tonight and stuff. But let me say this. When somebody got mad at me and it was like, oh, how do you charge people what it is that you charge people? And I tell people, I don't charge people based off of what I need. I charge people based off of the results that I've given. And so when you look at the people that I've helped and you look at the direction that you put people in from a sexual life or a physical or metaphysical standpoint, when you point people and you basically become a lighthouse for people, it's not about money. It's about you have to really get specific with your time because there's people out here who really need help. And at the end of the day, like I tell, can't give you my time unless I know you're willing to invest in me and you. And people get mad at people who say cliche-ass shit like that, and it's not cliche. But you have to understand, it is an investment into yourself first. And I say this to people, and they look at me like I'm crazy. And when I say this to people, the first thing that I teach them how to do is I teach them how. I'm going to give you these principles. And if you're sitting in front of anybody that I mentor, you're sitting in front of anybody that I have helped along the years, they will tell you these principles is true when they go back and look at how I helped them. The first thing I look at is I look at your financial picture and I look at your fiduciary responsibilities. These are the first things that I look at. And, I mean, I want to see it all. Don't give me the beautiful cookie-cutter shit. I need to see it. I need to understand it, how you do what you do, why you do it, when you do it, where you do it at. Because all of that matters. Because once I get an understanding for that, then we can shift. These are the conversations. The reason why people be like, dang, or he know everything about you. Yes, the reason why I know everything about a person is because I get the fuck up in their life. This is why I tell people, when you're doing mentoring, the reason why mentoring becomes like a cult is because that person, if they really working on your life, they get deep into your life. And if they don't have the wherewithal and the ability to pull themselves away, they can get over-enthralled in your life and you can get over-enthralled in your life. Because what you don't understand is they're teaching you, they're not just teaching you how to coach, but they're teaching you the level of experiences that they have amassed. And I want y'all to understand some of these people's experiences are a lot more shallower than what you think. They might have instantly rose to fame, but you better understand most of these niggas might have been nothing more than a fry cook before they got their fame. They ain't never been a supervisor of nothing. They ain't never managed shit. They don't know how to own or run no real estate, no property. They don't got no degrees in shit. They started a business and they went by the whim of their fucking pants. They have no experience. Sex is the same thing. If you're not having a conversation with somebody, You are sitting here looking at that person thinking that they're getting ready to give you the greatest sex of a lifetime, and you are getting a rocket ship that just exploded still sitting on the launch pad. I have literally seen dudes come before she finished getting the zipper down. He was done. He was over. His night was complete. And I'm like, yo, that's it? I'm like, bro, but this your old lady. Like, we literally took them from just a normal setting to a sexy situation. And a person that these people that dudes are, I mean, I'm not making this up. I keep telling people I am a lifestyle coach. I go into relationships and families and lives, and I really help people get better. This is what I do. I am an expert at it. You don't believe so? Go look at my successful client rate. Sometimes divorce is the best answer. I've been divorced twice. I'm not saying that because I'm not happy and said, ooh, I left that marriage because I couldn't be faithful, committed, or understanding. Bitch, I put more into those marriages than they did. Call a spade a spade. Time, energy, patience, money, finances, love. Listen, we could check every fucking box. I'm not gonna sit here and hold my head down by being a great fucking person. And if that's what you're doing, stop holding people to fuck up. If you be great, hold them to accountability. They will be great. If they can't be great, get them the fuck from around you. That's a message from somebody. Because if you're supposed to be equal halves and you marry somebody and they're your other half, then the other half should be able to recognize when they are not the leader in that conversation. I tell people all the time, the reason why I can lead the conversation in sex in my relationship, because, baby, I know what I can do. And listen, do we need to pull my whole facts? Because I have no problem with getting people on the phone. Hey, listen, I need you to explain about that one time. Okay, yeah, like just talk, go. Here's the phone. You don't need to talk to me. I'll be back. Let them explain to you the experience, because I'm not finna explain to you what I can do. Proof is in my pudding. Satisfied rate. I got niggas coming to me talking about, oh, can you come help me with such and such and such and such? And then I give them my price, and they're like, oh, I can't afford to pay you that, but I just want you to come in and fix up everything. No, ma'am. El Paso, Texas, that whole mission there, I was there fixing a relationship. I signed a 2-year contract to fix a relationship. One of my best friends in Orlando right now doing her thing. We was relationship building. My best friend, we was relationship building. I got all of my friends, when they go through and we have to separate and give each other time and space, we're relationship building, because there's no reason that you should be in a relationship with somebody and you can't tell them about your needs and your wants. You should be able to tell anybody about your needs. But your wants and desires should be, you should be able to tell the person you're in a relationship the desires of your heart. And if they can't do the desires of your heart, then that's not the person for you. Because you're not asking to do it without them. You're asking to do it with them. And if that's not what they want to do, then it's okay for y'all to go in separate directions. It's okay to grow the fuck up and realize that y'all grew the fuck apart. You are different than who that person is. There's nothing wrong with that. I would rather have a great best friend that is an ex that respects me and loves me than have a whole bunch of exes that hate me and want to kill me. Some of y'all niggas have moved from cities and states, and y'all afraid to even go back to them because y'all might get murdered if y'all go. Y'all got girls showing up at y'all jobs, slicing tires and cut. Now, some of them bitches is just crazy. I need y'all to understand. Ladies, don't, please, understand. Like, don't play with me. And I'm not getting mad. I'm not disrespecting nobody. This is not, you are a bitch or you are some kind of fucked up individual. I need you to understand I'm not saying that. But I'm saying if you're going to be slicing tires and whatever, then, yeah, you need to catch them in the bed with your coworker or the nurse or the nanny, or you're like, okay, then fine. You got every reason. But if you just tripping because this nigga went to go buy some ice cream and you timed it and it was a 6-minute trip and he came back in 10, I will tell you right now, we would never work together. I would break up with you immediately. That would, listen, you would call me and be like, oh, I was just checking because it said, you know, I map quested and it said, you know, I Google mapped it or Earth whatever or whatever app you went to and it said it should only take you 32 minutes to get home. And now it's an hour later and you ain't called me yet and let me know that you made it home. I'm telling you right now, the relationship would be over. Here's the difference. There's a difference in calling and saying, hey, babe, I made it to the girl's house. I'm good. I'm safe, whatever. That's a normal relationship check-in. But if I'm calling you and I'm calling you because I can only go from A to B and whatever, and you're sitting by the phone and I can't do anything else, I can't, because I'm not saying you can't check on me, but you should be able to text me and say, hey, or you should be able to call me and say, hey, I was checking on you, da-da-da, oh, yeah. I was on my way home. Kenny called me. I stopped by Kenny's. I'm chilling. Like, just because you're telling somebody what you're doing, if somebody's mad at your relationship because you could be honest and say, this is what I did on my way home. If you can't have a life outside of sitting inside of four walls looking at the person that you're in a relationship with and do nothing else without them being sad, emotionally depressed, upset, whatever, y'all are too committed and emotionally attached to each other, and y'all need therapy and counseling. There's a lot of reasons that we need therapy and counseling. But y'all also need to talk to a sexual expert. Hi, I am one. If you need to inbox me, DM me, understand, any conversation that you have with me will be completely confidential. Any information shared with me will be completely confidential. And we'll get you to the right resources. And we will get you to the right legal licensed resource person in your area. And we will try to make sure that they are black or ethnic if you are black or ethnic. That's what I tell people. The reason why I do my business towards the black community is because we have to take care of the black community. Y'all need these resources because y'all lying to each other. Y'all are not, some of y'all ain't even sexually happy. And y'all about to get married. Some of y'all got married and didn't realize that after y'all got married, that shit was going to hit different. I tell people all the time, don't make rules because rules is going to destroy your relationship. You better have principles. You better have beliefs. You better have morals. You better have character. You better have ethics. I don't care about church. I don't care about religion. I don't care about spirituality. We can get to all that later. I need to know what you stand for as a person. What is your belief value rooted in, and where does it start and where does it end? Because some of y'all ain't as faithful and as pure to the shit that y'all claim y'all believe in. So I need to get to know it. I need to see where your divide is with what you believe in, because a lot of y'all Christians is false. And people are like, what? I said, listen. When I got married, the first thing I believed in the Bible that it says is the bed of the married is undefiled, bitch, because we finna defile the fuck out of this. I don't care. Be mad at me. Give me the opportunity. We doing it. Oh, it's just me and you? Okay. We finna destroy this bitch. We finna try some stuff. We are adults. Why are we sitting here acting like, oh, I can't. Y'all don't want to have the conversation with me. We want to be cute. We want to be innocent. We just want to act like, oh, we've been prudes all our life. When y'all was young, wild, and free, y'all was out here doing young, wild, and free shit. Now y'all done got to 30 and 40 and had kids and whatever, and y'all got businesses, and now y'all holier than thou. I don't give no fucks about none of that. Y'all was all some Thought Pockets when y'all was young. Some of y'all turned into Thought Pockets when y'all got old because now y'all bored and the grandkids and the kids is out the house and y'all ain't got shit to do, so y'all traveling and just giving the vagina away on multiple continents because when y'all come home, y'all play single. Okay, I've seen that before too. Like the military people, they all got to come home and deal with each other because now they can't just be on deployment all the time out there hoeing. So now it ain't a lot of deployments for them to go on no more. So now they home and now they got to deal with their issues. And the veterans, they got to deal with their issues because we got to deal with our issues. We got to talk about this shit. Some of y'all need therapy, but drugs is not the answer. We need to talk about it. Like, if you feel like your vagina need to be ate at least three times a week, hey, tell him, hey, bro, you need to eat my vagina three times a week. But, ladies, at the same time, wear some more revealing shit. I don't care if you got kids. They need to understand, little motherfucker, this is how you got here. We didn't get you by just, ooh, a stork brought you in. Like, we need to have all of these conversations. Y'all who got kids that are in high school now, if y'all haven't had the birds and the bees conversation, if you haven't had the, hey, if you put that thing in that girl, she's going to get pregnant, it doesn't matter if it's the first time. You might want to learn about condoms, and she might want to learn about birth control, and y'all might want to both learn about this from a perspective. Hey, son, you can also get birth control, too. I don't believe in those things. I just believe in, sir, you need to abstain until you're ready. Because when you're ready and you go experience that thing, because at the end of the day, y'all got to understand, when that cherry is popped, there is no going back. When they experience that and they are out here and they go for it, listen, they're going to lose their ever-loving mind. We all know we've been there. Let's be adults about it. There are some people right now that just text they first fling or they first ex or the person they lost their virginity to or the person that they had their first threesome with or the person that they experienced the Mile High Club with or the person that they had sex with on the pier, in the woods, by the lake, by the ocean, by the beach, in the nightclub parking lot, on the hood of a car, in the pickup truck, in the back of an El Camino, in the back of an SS Chevy, in the back of a Ford, in the back of a Challenger, in the back of a Mustang, in the front of a Mustang, on the five, by the club, near the strip club, around the strip club, at the church, in the pulpit, in the choir stand. All of these things have happened. We are humans. If you don't believe you're human and you're alien, then you're alien and you're foreign to this. But the rest of us that want to identify as human and have a spirit and a soul and believe that we make mistakes, we are human. We're going to do that. We're going to fall for lust. There are some people out there that's going to catch our eye and that is going to make us do the dumbest absolute shit that you're going to possibly do. Understand, don't marry them. I tell a woman right now, I love all the women who have ever digmatized me. I have never married them. I mean, pussy whipped me. Just digmatizing pussy whipped. Let me get mine right. Pussy whipped me. I've never married them. For the women who are out there dealing with men, don't get digmatized, because I guarantee you, you'll be out here with your nose wide open. There are some people who are going to do that to you. And when they know they got you hooked, they're going to take advantage of that in every aspect of whatever that is and what it may look like in its entirety. A person who loves you is going to love you, and they're going to think about you. Even if they focus on their need, they're still going to care, and they're still going to have consideration and understanding for the audience. That is the most important thing. The reason why I said effective communication is because you have to know your audience. My wife puts rules in place simply because she knows the limit of me is boundless. So for her, she sets rules, she sets standards, because I can have any conversation, I can live a complete free, and I can live a complete open life. Nothing about my life has to be closed off. We could talk about anything. I can look at your vagina. I can come in and, you know, do whatever. All of those things mean absolutely nothing to me, because it's who I choose to give my entire soul, my entire being to. I separate sex that much. Not everybody else has that power. Not everybody has the ability to understand that my heart and my vagina, or my heart and my penis, my soul and my penis, and my soul and my vagina are not one. Some people cannot disconnect. Some people need that to be a union in order for them to have sexual intercourse, and that's okay. I'm not mad. You can't be mad at those people. But when some people say one is one, and one is one, and they're not all equal, I'm a believer in they're not all equal club. But if you are a person who believes that they're all equal, by all means, that's fine. If you are a person who believes that naked means sex, by all means, that's all fine. We're not arguing what your belief is. We're arguing the conversation. If you're going to have needs, you need to tell your mate, and you need to be open, you need to be understanding, you need to be transparent, but you better be honest about who you are first when you have that conversation. Because if you don't know who you are and you don't understand why you're having that conversation and you don't understand the purpose of what you need to get out of that conversation, then you're having a conversation and you're arguing about something that you don't really want to do. You're just checking off a fucking bucket list, and that's cute, and that's fine. But is that bucket list worth losing the person that you're willing to spend the rest of your life with? That's the conversation. I love my wife. I'm spending the rest of my life with her. There's nothing that any other woman can do that can possess me to leave her. That conversation for me to leave her is up to her. That is her decision. That is our decision. That is our want. That is our desires. There's nothing that you can say. There's no words. There's no imaginative things that you can put in front of me that I haven't already seen before, that I haven't already experienced. The importance of saying, is that decision worth my relationship? And if that decision is worth my relationship, then I need to be able to have a conversation with my relationship and understand that this conversation may put our relationship in jeopardy, because you may not agree with what I'm about to say, but it is what I need, it is what I desire, and it is what I want. And instead of hurting you, I would rather come out and tell you what I need, what I desire, and what I want. And if I put that out there in the forefront, then I give you the ability to make a sound and equitable decision as if you want to stay or as if you want to go, based off of my needs, my desires, and my want, because you may not want to do those things, and I may want to, and you got to go find a partner who wants to. Things change. You change. Am I advocating for divorce? Absolutely not. I don't really believe in divorce. Even though I've been married twice, I don't believe in divorce. As a principle, I don't believe in divorce. I believe you should marry your best friend and be in love. I feel like every time that I got married, based off of the decisions and the information that I had at the time, I was marrying one of my best friends. But the key word is I thought. If you're marrying your best friend and this person has your best interest at heart, you should be able to say, this is what I want to do. Because my mom told me to shoot for the moon. She said, go out there and do anything that you want to do under the sun. Just make sure that at the end of the day, when you do it, you can look back at it, you can hold your head high, and you can be proud of what you did. As long as you can go do it and it doesn't kill anybody, it doesn't hurt anybody, and you don't end up in jail, go try it. Go shoot for the moon. And so with those parameters in mind, I try to respect all people. And your body and your mind and your metaphysical and your spiritual should be no different. But nobody is a mind reader. Nobody can make you do anything that you don't want to do. If they do, it's rape. Outside of that, nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do. But why can't y'all have an honest conversation about what y'all want to do? My wife tells me all the time, babe, do you want to go out there and get in the world? I say, hey, no, I'm good. I'm chilling. And she goes, why are you good and you're chilling? I said, because my focus is not the world, because it's my family. There's no guarantee that either one of us will be here tomorrow. If she's not here tomorrow, guess what? There's going to become a need in a time that I'm going to need to fulfill my sexual desires. But as long as she's here, I have an ability to fulfill my sexual desires because she's here. I don't have to go fulfill it with everybody else in the world. But even if she wasn't here, I could still have a conversation with whoever I needed to have a conversation with to fulfill my sexual desires. And that's all I'm saying. If you're going to choose to be with somebody, be able to have a conversation about your sexual desires. Be able to open up. Be able to talk to him. Be able to feel him. Be able to reach him. Be able to be absolutely free and clear with them about what it is that you need. All right? So, y'all, I appreciate everybody for coming through and listening. This has been another great two-hour show. We didn't have as many songs as I thought we would have. But I appreciate y'all for coming out and listening. Soulful Sunday is going to be brought to you in a lot of different places. Tonight we was poolside. So I apologize for any background noise. We are getting back active. We're doing things. We are outside again. So we will be live on location when we do certain shows. And we will be getting back by season 5 when we come back out of our New Year's break. We will be in season 5 at some point doing live shows. We will be in a city near you. Let me give a couple of lineups because we got about 5 minutes. So let me pay the bills and give the closing statement. So just 2022, just know we got body empowerment coming up. We got the spring photo shoot. Juneteenth, we will be in Killeen. We have the Masquerade Ball coming up in September in Boca Raton, Florida. We have the Naughty Holiday Party coming up in December of 2022. So those are the big main events that we have There's a bunch of other small promotions that'll go on throughout the year. Please make sure you reach out to whoever, get in contact with whoever. I will be making sure that we post things. We are shifting into a business mindset, so you're going to see a lot of changes on our social media platforms and things of that nature. So just be patient. Rome wasn't built in a day, but in the next 6 months to a year, you're going to see a lot of shift to a lot of things being more business. This is just what our investors and our partners want. So as we grow, as things change, just be mindful. You have an ability to get on board. You have an ability to be a part of it. But this is going to grow fast. It's going to go crazy. It's going to go rampant. I appreciate everybody who's been a part. Thank you to all my business partners, Fallen Angels Cosmetics, Goddessly Cleaning, Yessie's Concierge Service out of Washington, Jade Onyx, Ash Emporium. Thank you to Sharonda Love out of Killeen, Texas, my homegirl Brandis Nightclub out of Texas. Shout out to Houston business partners down there, Shreveport, Louisiana, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, shout out. South Carolina, shout out. The Carolinas, North Carolina, shout out. Just shout out to everybody who's doing their thing. Conyers, Georgia, JKS Tax Services, shout out to y'all. Just shout out to all the businesses that I've helped. Pink Kisses, shout out. Bella's Bars and Herbs, shout out. Just shout out to all the businesses, because this is going to be one of the last few times that I can shout out my friends without the penalty and cost of that. So I just want to tell y'all, I love y'all. There's no change, but this is I love y'all, but when it's time to go get your money, you got to go get yours. And you cannot be afraid and you can't be ashamed to go get yours, because one of the things I'm going to tell you, and I need y'all to hear this, and I need y'all to hear this with great succession. While you're sitting there, getting there, trying to do everything that you're doing, everybody's either ignoring you or they're just asking you how you're getting there. Nobody's actually helping. The very few people that come along and help, please take them along the way with you. Those who come in and say, hey, I'm willing to work with you, please take them along the way with you, because those are the ones who are going to work. Those are the ones who are going to keep you humble. Those are the ones that are going to tell you about yourself. Be purposeful in this season. Be purposeful in your destination. I love y'all. I holla. Production manager, you can cut the show. We out.